Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Shloka, Chapter 5, Narada Muni cursed by Prajapati Daksha, text number 26. Tat upasparshanat eva vinirdhutam alashayah japanto brahma paramam te pustatra mahattapah tat upasparshanat eva vinirdhutam alashayah japanto brahma paramam te pustatra mahattapah tat upasparshanat eva vinirdhutam alashayah japanto brahma paramam te pustatra mahattapah. Next, please. Tat upasparshanat eva vinirduta malashaya japanta brahma paramam te pustatra mahattapah. Tat upasparshanat eva vinirduta malashayaha nirtu namma parama mahattapaha tad upasparshana deva nirtu malashayam Panta Brahma Parama Te Pustatra Mahatpara Adajis Tat Uparsparshana Deva Vinirduta Malashaya Panta Brahma Parama te pustatra mahattapah tadupasparshana deva nimutamalashaya
brahma parama
pustatra mahattapah Tat of that holy place, upasparshanat, by bathing regularly in the water, eva, indeed, vinirdhuta, completely purified, mala ashayaha, of all the dirt within the heart, japantaha, chanting or murmuring, brahma, mantras beginning with om, such as om tat vishnuh paramam, padam sada, Pashyanti Surayaha Paramam the ultimate goal Te Puhu performed Tatra there. Mahat, great. Tapaha, penances. Translation, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki, and the purport as well. At Narayana Saras, the second group of sons performed penances in the same way as the first. They bathed in the holy water, and by its touch, all the dirty material desires in their hearts were cleansed away. They murmured mantras, beginning with Omkara, not Yomkara, as we hear many times here, Mayapur, Namayom Vishnupadaya, and other forms of chanting. They murmured mantras beginning with Omkara and underwent a severe course of austerities. Purport. Every Vedic mantra is called Brahma because each mantra is preceded by the Brahmakshara, Aum or Omkara. For example, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 7.8, Pranavah Sarvavedeshu. In all the Vedic mantras, I am represented by Pranava or Omkara. Thus chanting of the Vedic mantras beginning with Omkara is directly chanting of Krishna's name. There is no difference. Whether one chants Omkara or addresses the Lord as Krishna, the meaning is the same. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that in this age one chant the Hare Krishna mantra Harir Nama Eva Kevalam. Although there is no difference between Hare Krishna and the Vedic mantras beginning with Omkara, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the leader of spiritual movement for this age, has recommended that one chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tat upasparshanat eva vinirdhuta malashayah japanto brahma paramam te pustatra mahattapaha. Translation. At Narayana Saras, the second group of sons performed penances in the same way as the first. They bathed in the holy water, and by its touch, all the dirty material desires in their hearts were cleansed away. They murmured mantras beginning with Omkara, and underwent a severe course of austerities. Om Gyana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmritamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stabitamena Bhutale Svayam Rupah Karamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nittananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Many interesting points. Srila Prabhupada expressed in his purport. And also, as we observe the whole chapter, what's going on, it's also bringing up many interesting thoughts which we can reflect in our daily practical life. That's what is actually the Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for, or Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures. Sometimes when with my wife, sometimes we go, we travel and do some preaching also around other places. We found out that devotees, although they are maybe reading Srila Prabhupada books, but they are not able to see how this particular shloka or this particular purport is related to my day-to-day life. But if we observe carefully from different angles, that's what Srila Prabhupada wanted from us, that we will study Srila Prabhupada books and we will discuss from different angles what is there, then we actually find so many practical points and advices how to live our life and be successful in spiritual life. For example, if you look what's happening in this chapter, that Narada Muni, the Daksha, had first group of the sons, so 10,000 Haryashvas. And Narada Muni comes and he just delivered them the message about the Supreme Lord, and they pick up with full determination, full enthusiasm, and they give up all these, let's say, material instructions of their father, and they go home back to Godhead. After some time, Daksha is kind of acting as a detached. So at least it's not mentioned that he was much disturbed by that, so he's just continuing with his duty. So another 1,000 sons, Savalashvas, they do the same thing. So you can imagine, like 11,000 kids, you know. Sometimes I spoke with some of the teachers from Gurukul, so they told me that the parents, they have the problem to put the kids to Gurukul because the separation is quite obvious, because the kids are staying whole day there in the beginning, and then later on they don't even come home. So sometimes to put one kid there or two is like, just imagine, you have 11,000 and then somebody just engage them fully in Krishna consciousness, forget any material, because we have maybe some ideas, how our kids will be maybe in the life, and not maybe all of us are desiring that our kids will be just pure devotees, taking sannyas when they will be 25 and travel and preach around the whole world and just propagate Krishna consciousness. Maybe we have some more secure plan for them. But that's what Narada Muni much didn't care for that. Although Daksha was his brother, so you can imagine. Yesterday, Gita Nagari Prabhu mentioned that that was family issue. So within the family, it's even more difficult to face some problems. Actually, I remember when I distribute books, and I approach people on the street, and they tell you sometimes, like, get away, or mind your own business. Or sometimes they don't even tell you anything. You just approach them, hello sir, and they just pass by, like there was no sound, there was no person, you are not existing, It's like the impersonalism concentrates, like solid form of impersonalism. It is hard, you feel some pain, but it's not that big as if some devotee will do this thing to you with which maybe you know. Or some person, like a family member, if he will do that thing, it's much more painful. So you can imagine that what was Daksha's thought, okay. Then the first batch of her sons, they went back to Godhead, so I have something more to do. And then Narada Muni did the same thing. And you can see that Daksha was actually, he was not as detached as he appeared. That's the whole the sequence of this chapter. It's showing that what was inside the Daksha's mind, he completely flipped out. He started to call Narada, he called him a rascal, and he cursed him. And how Narada Muni reacted? Okay, that's what the Supreme Lord is desiring. Let me accept that and take the most beneficial. It's all the most benefit from that. That's how is the ideal behavior of a sadhu. Of course, I can see from my example that we read the Bhagavad Gita, we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, how we should behave. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Trinat api suni chena, like that. If you chant with a humble state of mind, as a tolerant as a tree and humble as a grass, not expecting any reverence for yourself, and also the show respect to others, always be prepared. So in this state of mind you can chant the holy name, but not always I'm able to do that. So especially when you preach, you face opposition, and sometimes the things comes out. But then when we as I said, it's sometimes easier when people tell you something on the street, okay, you tolerate, you know, it's Krishna's plan. Maybe I did something in the past, so Krishna is purifying me, you are like focused on your activity. But sometimes when we deal with the devotees or the family members, then this, when we hit some difficulty, sometimes not so easy to actually behave that saintly way as sometimes we can do when we are engaged directly in preaching or in some just the service where we don't have such a strong relationships. So we can get a lot of inspiration how Narada Muni took the whole situation. And also the boys from Daksha, just imagine they were living in the time when the Vedic society was, it was very strong, very dominant. So to disobey the father's order, something like when the gopis went to the forest, it was something unspoken. Nowadays, when maybe when we preach to Krishna that when we preach about Krishna that gopis went to meet with another man in the middle of the night, people they don't think, oh, not such a big thing, you know. Nowadays so many girls, they are meeting so many boys and they are not married. And but if you go back in that time, that you see that culture, that environment, so Hariashvas and Savalashvas, they had to definitely face the dilemma in the mind. Because there was their obedience to their father, they were raised by their father properly, and then they went to perform certain austerities for a certain goal, to return to the father and help him into performing his duty. But it didn't happen, so they had to also solve that dilemma. Sometimes devotees in the beginning, in the West maybe it's not so, I would say, so often, Srila Prabhupada said that that's one of the advantage of my disciples, that they don't have these family attachments. And so it's generally in the West, this relationship, kid, parents and children, it's not that much dutiful as in India. I mean, although in India it's also decreasing day by day. I remember when we travel here in India and we preach and we meet some people, especially some new people who join, they have so much like dilemma in the mind, you know, I would like to surrender, I would like to join temple, or I would like to fully practice, but my parents, they don't want, they don't allow this, they don't allow that. So you can imagine what was the situation on Hariashvas and Savalashvas. So always we can reflect how these great personalities acted and in that situation, and then you apply that same principle in your life. Of course, maybe not full 100% degree, but you are trying to strive to the ideal. Because this world will be always filled with some diversion. There will be always something which will be diverting you from Krishna. And of course, in 11th canto is explained in the story of Avanti Brahmana, that he explains that what is the real enemy in this world? It's not the people who outside who are doing something against you, or maybe some situation which happened to you, or your karma. He explained the biggest problem is our mind. The biggest enemy is our mind. And then you can observe that if something happens, for example, you chant in the morning, and you're trying, like, I was today thinking, I'm giving class, so I have to chant really nice rounds that my mind will be peaceful and focused, and I will not be in anxiety, and what to say, and like that. So you know that, okay, if you surrender to Holy Name, Krishna gives you the power, He gives you the intelligence, the determination, everything. And then so many distractions came. So it's always like when you are trying to do something, like imagine, we were discussing yesterday after the class, Daksha, he was trying to perform his task. He even had the blessing from the Lord, so he was determined, I have to perform properly. And then Narada Muni came and he also has his task and he has to perform properly. And when we preach to the people, for example, that it's only who is the more determined. If you are more determined to give them Krishna consciousness, then they will accept that. But if they are more determined to remain in sense gratification, then they will not accept that. That by our consciousness, we are determining reality, of course, by blessing of Krishna, because we are engaged as a tool in the hands of Krishna. But when the same thing Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, the one who is preaching to my devotees, he is the most dear to me. Yeah, why is that? Because his devotees are dear to Krishna, and if we preach to the devotees, we are taking care for them. That means we are helping them in their spiritual life. So the same principle applies. It's not only when we go out to preach, we have to be determined. We have to be inspired to convince these people. No, also when we, within the association of devotees, the same principles apply. We have to be determined, we have to be inspired, we have to depend on Krishna. How to preach to devotees that they will also become, that they will give up the desire for sense gratification. Or we will give up the desire for sense gratification. Because that's why we came here, to enjoy and to control. The control is one of the form of sense gratification as well, a little more subtle, but it's there. So, of course, to give up that, we should associate with those who has less degree of this controlling and enjoying mentality. Then we have a chance that we will maybe come to their platform, and then we can progress further. And mind, as I mentioned, can utilize every opportunity to get distracted. So I was like, today morning I was trying to really chant, and one devotee came to me, was telling me something, a second devotee came to me, telling me something, then the third devotee came, he was telling me about somebody who is selling the scooter. It's like, so many things happened just today, you know. When I was trying like to really, at least one day in a week I was trying, maybe I'm giving the class so I have to chant properly. I tried to do it nicely. And so many distractions came. So I was reflecting that we are not the only one who is facing the distractions. That's natural way how this world is settled. It's always something. And everything starts in the mind. And the mind get distracted and then focus on something else. Of course, distracted from what? Distracted from Krishna. That's always what is there. Because we are trying to reawaken our Krishna consciousness. And then, by chanting of the holy name and performing devotional service, we can reawake Krishna consciousness. Of course, Srila Prabhupada explains that there is a certain standard of the chanting of holy name. And if we don't follow, for example, Srila Prabhupada explained that if we don't follow the morning program, not just Mangalarati or just Guru Puja or just Darshan or just class, no, the whole package. If we don't follow the whole morning program, our devotional service will become simply karmakanda. Then you're going to be surprised that we are not feeling the results of pure devotional service, like that it's all material miseries are mitigated and the transcendental happiness is arising in our heart. And I forgot another four. You know, there is six. Another four? You want to help me?
All,
yeah, there is the beginning of all auspiciousness.
Right,
yes, the liberation becomes completely like unimportant. In any society, especially in women, very rarely achieved.
It only means to
attract the Krishna's attention. So if you want to attract Krishna, you know, attract somebody. Eh? I was giving class for kids in Smith, and some boys, they were chanting during class, and I could see they were not attentive. So I gave them example, because sometimes when somebody calls me on the phone, and then somebody else standing next to me and he's telling me something, I just cannot hear the person what he's telling me. Or if I start to listen to that person, I cannot hear what I'm listening on the phone. So it's like the mind get distracted in so many directions then we cannot really focus. So we're losing the attention, we're losing the concentration, and then, if for example, my experience, somebody, I'm speaking with somebody, he picks up the phone, and he starts to speak with some other person, so my attention immediately decreases. So when we chant the holy name, and then we listen to somebody else, so Krishna, when we are chanting, we are approaching him, please, I'm such a rascal, engage me in your devotional service, place me as the atom at your lotus feet. So many things can be involved in this prayer of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So we may be trying, sometimes mind goes and we bring it back. But when we are neglectful on purpose, then Krishna's attention towards us is decreased. That's because Krishna is a person. He's not machine, you know, you chant and then we acquire we give vrata 64 rounds or one leg of holy name and they will get that. No, this is only how we are showing to Krishna how much we want his attention. Because if we get his attention, then we are more or less solved. Everything is okay because we get his mercy. When we get Krishna's mercy, we get strength, we get determination, we get intelligence. Everything comes in a package. But if the mercy is always there, but it's diminished, then we don't have so much that strength, we don't have so much that determination, we don't have so much this inspiration to overcome certain problems, then we have troubles. And then of course if it is taking longer time and it's become habit, then become kind of familiar with the habit. No? Some people who are chronically sick, at one point they give up the idea to take care for the disease. So if we are constantly not neglectful towards the chanting of the holy name, Srila Prabhupada explains Om or Hare Krishna at the end, he says no, but it should be Hare Krishna nowadays, then we will lose this access to the mercy, we lose this connection. Then everything will become very difficult. If there is mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, even the most difficult tasks, like to gather 120 multinationalities for our glorification of Srila Prabhupada on 13th of August, it's like, it's impossible, how you get this? But by the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, we are able to get that. But if there is no mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, if you need to get one nationality there, you will not get even that one. The most easy task will become impossible. So that's how the process of relationship between Krishna and devotee works. You can observe this on the life of great personalities like Srila Prabhupada. What determination, what focus he had to deliver the Krishna to the conditioned souls. And he was acting all the time, Ihayasya Haridasya Karmana Manasagira Nikilapya Vastas Jivan Muktas, always acting on liberated platform. There was no question. Of course, Prabhupada Nitya Siddha, but we follow his footstep, we follow his teaching, the same thing will happen to us. It's not that, many times I hear, you can do it, Prabhupada, because you are advanced, but we cannot do it, we are not so surrendered, we are not so advanced, and like that, no? Sometimes. But this is only excuse. This process is applicable for every living entity, and especially those in the human form of life. It's applicable and the result will come the same. So as Hariashvas, Shavalashvas, they could give up their, let's say, material duty towards their father and they proceed towards the perfection of life. The same way, us, we can give up the desires for the enjoyment and to control. It's not easy. It will take some time. But as we progress, we can observe the changes. Something is happening. We are becoming different by time. There is like such a nice story in Brihabhagavatamrita. And the Gop Kumar, he had to face so many difficulties to come to Goloka Vrindavana. Even what happened to him, he met Krishna in different forms several times. When he came to Svargaloka, he met Krishna personally in the form of four-handed form of Vamanadev. Then, from Svargaloka, he met Krishna on Maharloka, where Krishna manifested as Yageshwar. Later on, he met Krishna as Mahapurusha in Brahmaloka. From there, later on, he met Krishna in Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha, after some time, Gop Kumar, because he was coming, he got very quickly the very close association of Lord Narayan, and he could perform direct devotional service. It is explained that if you come to Vaikuntha, there are like, let's say, two groups. One are, let's say, those who are living inside, while they are living outside the main palace. So those who are coming by sadhana siddhi, those souls, they usually first remaining in that circle, which is those who are living outside the palace of the Lord and this inner corners. But Gop Kumar, because of his strong determination and strong attraction, he got this direct service for Narayan, so he could wave him with the chamara. And what happens sometimes, because Gop Kumar is a cowherd boy, he's from Goloka Vrindavana, so his relationship with Krishna is a cowherd boy and another cowherd boy. So there is not even reverence. So sometime when he was waving Krishna, he started to sing songs about Krishna stealing butter and about Krishna doing some mischievous things in Vrindavan, and like these Brijbasi songs he was singing. And Vaikuntha Vasis, they didn't like much the idea. So they called him a little aside after it happened. And they had a little gathering and they said to him, these songs, what you are singing about Krishna, that's imaginary form of Narayan. He manifests this form only temporary for beginners, for neophytes. But those who are really, those who really understand the position of the Lord and they realize that, they understand that the supreme form is the four-handed form of Lord Narayan, which is residing here in Vaikuntha, the highest abode of the Lord. Then another group came and they said, no, he's right. There are other forms of the Lord and they are also real. And the form of the Lord Krishna is also real. I like that they were discussing between themselves. Gop Kumar, when he heard the first group, he was kind of like getting a little frustrated. When he heard the second group, he became a little enlightened. But consequently, he became pretty unhappy residing in Vaikuntha. This is Vaikuntha. So Prabhupada is explaining this is the place without anxiety. No, you go there, finish anxiety, there is nothing. No old age, no disease, no birth, no death. There is no bad relationships, no bad fear. Nothing like that is existing there. It's only, this is described that the atmosphere of Vaikuntha is the condensed bliss. That's the definition of Vaikuntha. Yeah, like when you are cooking the milk, and when you cook it long enough, you get the essence, you get the condensed milk, you know. If you put the sugar, it's become really nice. So the Vaikuntha is like, you can get little bliss, little happiness. So Vaikuntha is the condensed bliss. And Gop Kumar is roaming in Vaikuntha, is completely frustrated. He's described that his face was pale by misery. And he met with Narada Muni, and Narada Muni telling him, this is the most amazing thing I saw in my life. Somebody in the Vaikuntha is miserable. And then, of course, he gives him some advice that it's not the place you belong to. You have to go somewhere else. It's a place which you belong to. of course, he sent him, he didn't explain to him exactly where he belongs to, but he sent him to Dwaraka, where he will finally meet Lord Krishna. And he told him, before you go to Dwaraka, you go to Ayodhya, you get some training, and then you can go to Dwaraka. There you will progress to achieve your goal. So then he went to Ayodhya. The same situation happened. Again, he was frustrated. Hanuman was trying to convince him, oh, staying here, why? Where are you going? Where do you want to go? The Lord Ram is the goal of life, is the purpose of all worship, purpose of all sacrifice. What's happening? Gokuman, no, this is not the place. Then Lord Ramachandra saw it, said, you go, proceed to Dwaraka, you have my full blessing. And he came to Dwaraka, finally, he saw Krishna. So when he saw Krishna, he fainted. Then Uddhava, who was next to Krishna, he brought Gop Kumar to Krishna. He lifted him, brought him back to consciousness. And when Gop Kumar came, Krishna saw the flute of Gop Kumar. So he took the flute and he forgot himself. And there was a whole meeting, you know, the gathering of Yadus. And Krishna completely forgot about the whole thing going on. He completely went into the mood of Braj Krishna. So then they went into the inner corners with Gop Kumar, and then they took some prasadam. Krishna was serving. Then later on, Gop Kumar stayed in the house of Uddhava, and then again Narada Muni came there again, and then they preached to Gop Kumar, and finally that nor Svargaloka, nor Mahar Janartapaloka, nor Vaikuntha, Dwaraka, nothing like that. This is not your place now. You belong to special place, Goloka Vrindavan. That was Srila Prabhupada also, he came and he told us, you belong to special place. You don't belong here, you don't belong to New York, to Malaga, you don't belong to Calcutta, you don't belong to Hawaii, you don't belong to North Africa or North Europe. No. All these places are places of misery, repeated misery all the time. You don't belong nor of these places. You belong to the Lord's feet of Krishna. That was, we have to just continue and follow that. So Gop Kumar, he traveled so long. He had to go so many different, you know, just imagine, he was Brahma for some time. So Brahma is really a long life. So Gop Kumar had to like stay in that position for some time. Then he could give up this position and he continued. Then he went to Vaikuntha, he stayed there for some time, and so like that. And finally, at the end, of course, of his journey, he went to Goloka Vrindavana. Would you like to hear that? So, when he came to Goloka Vrindavana, he saw the amazing thing. The place was non-different from Gokul. Yeah? It's Golok and Gokul. It's non-different. So when he sounds the Golok, he was roaming there. He met some people. They were picking up the flowers. He's asking them, did you see the son of Maharaj Nanda? No response. So he's, do you see the son of Maharaj Nanda? Maybe they don't hear good. No response. Then he said, oh, you're such a great people, you have such a good qualities, and you are doing such a nice things. Maybe have you seen son of Maharaj Nanda? No response. Because he was thinking, maybe I make some apparat, they don't want to speak with me. No response. Then he realized, they are absorbed in thinking something very deep. They don't perceive he's there. That's, I think we should change our japa. Somebody comes saying something, and after like 5 minutes, oh, sorry, Prabhu, you know, like. Then he continued, he came, he roaming there in Golok, and he came to the place where one old man sitting and chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna. Then somehow he managed to ask this man, where is the place of, what is this place? Nanda Maharaj, son, where is he living? And he told him in choked voice, oh, this is the village of Nanda Maharaj. So then Gop Kumar just proceeds to the village. Well, at first, actually, Gop Kumar fainted when he heard that. And this man somehow brought him back to consciousness, and then he brought him to the village. He came to the village. So like that, he saw all this place, like, you know, when he come there, he hears this ladies chanting the butter with the bangles making the sound, and everybody singing about Krishna. Everything is only about Krishna there. Everything focused only Krishna, 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 in different ways. And then one moment, they start to he asking where is the Nanda Maharaj's son Krishna, and then one lady she points out he will be coming back from this road, and then he looks there, and then all people start to slowly go this direction. Gopumar, of course, he joins the group. Some of the gopis, they run, they forgot to put half of their makeup. Some of them, they faint. The other gopis, they take them on and they carry them, you know. Some, they are carrying some things, some sweets and flower garland, so many things for Krishna. So the whole scene is going on there. And then Gopumar is also there, and then in the distance he saw, they already hear, right? The cows making noise, and then the boys playing the horns, and then he saw the boys there, the cowherd boys there arriving, and then he saw Krishna. And then Krishna, when he saw Gopkumar, he start to run, and he leaves all boys behind, and he just running towards Gopkumar, and he's saying to Sri Rama, "Look, Sri Rama, who is here? My dear friend Sarupa." And then Gopkumar just running towards the Krishna, and then when they reach each other, they embrace, and then they faint. And then Gopkumar comes back to consciousness, and Krishna is still lying there. From his eyes are going tears, which are moistening the ground around, become completely muddy. And then all inhabitants of Vrindavan, they come on the scene, and they see Krishna is lying on the floor, unconscious. And they start like discussing, what happened, what happened, what is this, what happened? And they look at Gopkumar, they never saw him. He said, who is that person, who is this stranger? He must be sent by this wizard of Kamsa. He did something to our Krishna. Just imagine, that's a welcome to Goloka Vrindavana. And then Balaram, he comes on the scene. I will make it a little faster, it's longer, but Balaram, he comes on the scene, and he's expert. He always handles all pastimes Krishna expertly. So he becomes also overwhelmed first. He starts to cry, but then he realizes what he has to do. So then he takes the Gopkumar's hands, and both they start to wipe out the dust from the body of Krishna and then massage his body. And then they lift him. And when they are lifting him, Krishna opens his eyes. And then when he sees Gopkumar again, he embraces him and kisses him. And then he looks around, and there are so many of these people, just, you know, just imagine, they're like, all Brijvasi just looking on the scene. So then Krishna sees that, he's become a little embarrassed, you know, so he's like, okay. And then he just proceeds towards the house of Nanda Maharaj and Madre Yashoda. And he takes, of course, Gopkumar with him. It continues. This is not the end. When we come to Goloka Vrindavana, then the whole thing will start, actually. What we are doing now, we are in preparation for the start. When the start will come, then we will achieve this, what we are hankering all of us. The real relationship, never-ending relationship, full of bliss, never disappointment. Even if there is, you know, gopis, you can say, no, they were disappointed. No. It's a spiritual disappointment, a spiritual anxiety which they felt. So that's different from this material disappointment. Because here, if you are disappointed, you decrease your enthusiasm, your determination, your happiness decrease. But in spiritual world, disappointment means everything increase. When the Krishna disappeared from the Rasa Lila dance, what happened? The gopis, they become more determined to meet with him. Notice, oh, he went, okay, he can go. No, immediately they started to song about singing about Krishna's pastime, to remember him, to always keep his association by this, you know, and they were completely lamenting. So that's the disappointment of spiritual world. It's just full of bliss. So same way, when we continue with full determination, following the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, previous acharyas, we don't change anything. Like I mentioned in the beginning, Namayom is not Namayom, it's Om. This is Krishna's name. You know, and also all these changing things in kirtan and in our bhajans, you know, Ami Narayana Hari Bosada. It's not Ami Narayana, it's Narayana Hari Bosada. You know, cheating Tulsi bhajan. You'll be changing, you will get to change think. You want to change? No problem, you can change. You will get to change think. You will get changed bhakti. That means you will get different result. You will not get pure devotional service, you will not get Goloka Vrindavana access. You will get something else. You think you are better than acharyas. Oh, they didn't make this bhajan completely. I have to add some 1, 2, 3 words here and there. Okay, you can do. You can become another acharya, another line. There is so many branches in the trees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Some of them will dry out and fall apart. And those who are in the line of teaching of Srila Prabhupada, they will become strong, solid, successful and flourish. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada ki. Is there some maybe question or comment? We can take 1 or 2 minutes.
Thank you so much. That was wonderful. I just want to, if I may, make one small comment that after Gopikumar made it to Dwarka, he went back down to Jagannath Puri on this earth planet, and then he went to Goloka, and there's a real deep purport to that. And I don't want to get into it right now, but the thing is, it's nice sometimes to talk to Madhavananda about this.
Actually, he didn't meant to Puri. The Uddhava gave him the instruction to go to Puri, but then Narada Muni said, but there is no need to go to Puri. He corrected Uddhava. I said, actually, if he will go to Vraja, he will achieve the same thing. Because at the Puri, he will desire to go to Vraja anyway, so there is no need.
Okay, I thought he had gone to Puri. I made a mistake there.
Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you.